Isn't the holiday season a nice time of year, Fluke?
Yeah, everyone is filled with cheer and happiness. Too bad it can't be like this all year round.
Say, I wonder why that lady is crying, Fluke.
Stu, don't get involved in other people's business.
Oh, come on, Fluke, it's the holiday season and everyone should be helping each other. Hey, what's the matter, lady?
Oh, he's a beast, a beast.
Who's a beast?
Stu, don't get involved.
Shut up, Fluke. Who's a beast, lady?
My husband, that's who.
Why, what did he do?
He won't speak to me because I want to quit my job. He's a beast.
Well, that seems unfair. If you don't want to keep a job, it isn't his place to tell you what you have to do.
Oh, you kind, understanding person. What's your name?
Stu, and this here is Fluke.
Hello.
I would tell you more about my problem, but I'm sure I'm boring you, so I'll be on my way.
Good, see you later.
Oh, now wait a minute, lady. Tell us more. Remember, Fluke, 'tis the season to be jolly. Goodwill to your fellow man.
But she's a woman.
Shut up! Please go on, lady.
Well, from the time I married my husband, I never did trust him. He was always snooping into my business. It was like I was always doing something wrong.
You poor lady.
Anyway, to make a long story short...
It's too late for that.
We had an argument last night, and finally I said, if you don't let me quit, I'll walk out on you. And I did.
You quit?
No, I walked out on him. I've been roaming the streets for almost a day. I have no place to stay or no money for food because I was so upset that I left without taking my purse.
Well, there's a simple solution for that. You're coming to my place and stay with me until you get yourself straightened out.
Oh, you're too kind. Thank you. Let's go.
Sure, right this way.
Stu, do you realize what you're getting into?
Shut up, Fluke. It's holiday time.
I got a funny feeling that what we're going to encounter isn't going to be a holiday.
Well, here we are. Just make yourself at home.
Thank you, you dear, dear boy.
I don't like it. I don't like it.
Will you shut up, Fluke? Oh, lady, you know that I don't even know your name.
Oh, excuse me. It's B. B.T. Telephony.
Oh, nice to... What? What did you say your name was?
B. What's wrong?
What's the rest of your name?
B.T. Telephony. What's the big deal?
Oh no! I told ya.
Would you excuse us, lady? We'll be right back.
Come on, Fluke.
I warned you, Stu.
Fluke, don't bother me with that now. What are we going to do? If Telephony finds out that his wife is here, he'll probably think we swiped her or something.
Yay, we're holding a hot wife.
What we have to do is convince B to go back to Arthur. That way she can leave here, and Arthur will never know that she was here in the first place.
Right. Let's be real nice to her and then kick her ass out.
Yeah, come on. Well, sorry to keep you waiting, B. Now, tell me more about your problem.
Well, Arthur, that's my husband.
We know.
What?
Nothing. Please go on.
Yes, well, Arthur won't let me quit my job. See, I'm a service representative for one of the phone company's business offices, and I...
That figures.
Huh?
Nothing, please go on.
Boy, you guys sure do a lot of mumbling. Anyway, I get such crummy wages from Telco that I don't want to work there anymore. But Arthur just doesn't understand. He says that it's my patriotic duty to serve my phone company. He just won't let me quit.
Excuse me, I'll be right back.
Oh, my mascara's running. May I use your bathroom? I won't be long.
Take your time.
Yes, what can I do for...
Who is it, Stu?
Fluke, there are some well-known comedy teams in our culture. You know, like Abbott and Costello, Laurel and Hardy.
Yeah. Is that who's at the door?
Not quite, Fluke. It's the other half of that well-known comedy team, Telephony and Telephony.
You mean Arthur's at the door?
Congratulations, Fluke. You just won a Clark candy bar wrapper.
Oh, no. What are we going to do now?
Well, look, let's just pretend like we don't know anything.
That won't be hard for you to do. You're brainless anyway.
Fluke, this is no time for jokes.
Who's joking?
Never mind! Sorry, the door slipped out. Now, what can I do for you?
All right, you guys, look. My wife is missing, and since you guys are famous for swiping everything you can get your hands on, I have a hunch you know where she is.
That's the most stupid thing that I've ever heard. We don't even know what your wife looks like and why she ran away. You're nuts.
Is that so? Well, listen, you guys. The penalty for perjury is life imprisonment. Now, where is she?
We don't know!
Well, thank you for letting me freshen up. Now I can go on with my story.
So, you don't know where she is, huh? I knew she was here.
Gee, I wonder how she got here.
What do you mean, how did I get here? You brought me here. You took me out of the cold right off the street.
Oh, so it was a kidnapping, huh? You guys are dead!
Lower your voice, you ungrateful worm!
Aw, shut up, B. I've had enough crap from you for 10 years!
Is that so? Well, for your information, dog face, I'm staying right here. I'm not leaving.
You're wackier than I thought if you're gonna stay here.
Now, wait a minute. What's the matter with you two? Come on, 'tis the season to be jolly.
Ha, ha, ha.
All right, now knock it off, Arthur. Why do people have to fight anyway? Look, your wife told me why she left you. Now you're going to listen to me. We live in a democracy. We are not under a dictatorship. The same is true of marriage. If you're going to be a domineering asshole, you're going to get treated like one. B did the right thing. She left you. And look at you. You're upset.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are. You wouldn't have come here looking for her. Deep down inside, you have a lot of respect for your wife, but you're too much of an egotistical idiot to admit it. You don't own your wife. You share a partnership. Now, once that partnership becomes a dictatorship, you don't have a marriage. Your wife wants to quit her job, so let her quit. Don't ruin your marriage over it. She can get another job.
Listen, who the hell are you? A marriage counselor? Look, B, I just came from the office, and your supervisor said that if you return to work, she'll give you a big fat raise. You'll be making almost as much as me.
Why shouldn't she make just as much as you?
What?
Yeah, her job's just as important as yours.
Are you kidding? She's a woman. Women shouldn't be making as much as men do.
You're being a domineering asshole again.
Well, oh, all right. Dear, if you return to work, I'll see to it that you'll get just as much as me. Which ain't very much anyhow, so what the hell? How about it?
Well...
Please, dear, I...
Go on, say it.
I'm sorry. You're right. You can quit if you want.
Arthur, just hearing you say that you're sorry is good enough for me. I'll return to work on Monday.
Aw, gee, that's swell, baby.
With the raise, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Now, isn't that better than fighting?
Yeah, you're right, kid. Let's go, B.
Goodbye, boys, and thanks for everything.
What's so funny, Stu?
I was just thinking about what happened the other day. Did you see Telephony's face when I bawled him out for being a dictator?
Yeah, it was kind of funny.
I wonder who that could be. Oh, Mrs. Telephony, hi.
Hello, Stu. I just wanted you to have this as a token of my gratitude. You can call it my Christmas present to you, I suppose.
Well, isn't that nice? Thank you. Hey, Fluke, come here.
Well, go ahead and open it.
Okay, I will. Hey! What is this?
It's a coupler. That answering device you have on your X line is attached illegally to your phone line. Merry Christmas.
But I... Oh, shit. Some Christmas present. An extra $4.40 a month on my phone bill.
And don't forget the $33 installation charge.
Stu,
remember, season to be jolly.
Yeah, you're right. Merry Christmas, Fluke.
Merry Christmas, Stu. And from all of us to all of you,
Merry